With Hook Beat, I'm Don Swaim. Village Voice columnist Nat Hintoff is quick to make waves in his memoir, Boston Boy, which is about growing up Jewish in a city Hintoff describes as the most anti-Semitic in the United States. He says Boston's bigotry goes back centuries.
The first book to be suppressed in the United States publicly was A Treatise on Theology, and it was in 1650. They didn't just say you can't have it in your schools or libraries. They had the public hangman burn it in the public square. I mean, what I'm saying is there's an extra intensity to the feelings there.
Matt Hintoff says Boston is composed of hermetically sealed neighborhoods where outsiders are seen as the enemy.
In Charlestown, a Boston disc jockey took his son and a black friend of his son to dinner. He had to have, I think, at least 16 stitches before his face was familiar to him again. And he said afterwards, "What? How stupid I was. I took a black fellow into Charlestown."
When Nat Hintoff was 11, he recalls hurrying home with a new Muggsy Spanier record when he slipped and fell on the ice. As he looked up, he saw that he was surrounded by a number of older boys.
One of them said solicitously, "Are you hurt, kid?" And I knew enough to know that that isn't what he was asking. He was asking, "Are you Jewish, kid?" And I said, "No, I'm not Jewish, I'm Greek."
Hintoff's would-be assailant swallowed the lie. Years later, Nat Hintoff's 13-year-old son delivered a bar mitzvah speech in which the son cited the incident, saying that anti-Semitism was so bad in Boston, his father had to lie about being Jewish.
I knew his intentions were marvelous, but it's really quite an experience to keep a straight face while you're being exposed as a coward.
Nat Hintoff's growing up days are recounted in his memoir, Boston Boy, now a Faber and Faber paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.